what direction they wanted to take Venus. I know that I had asked them, I know in the original, or at least one of them, they had an accent, kind of like a sort of like a Valley Girl kind of thing for Venus. And I understood why the choice was made, but I didn't know if that was something that was going to work with me. But I was totally willing to do it. But when I went in to set the character and to do my first session, I mean, obviously we know Sailor Venus doesn't really show up prominently until later in the series. So I went in just to really say Sailor Venus for an eye catch, and then did a couple of other Walla characters in the first couple of episodes. But when I went in, I read Sailor Moon lines, and they set my voice, and they had said they wanted to make sure that it was distinct from Sailor Moon, but also similar. So we kind of aged her up a little bit, which I've read, you know, codenamed Sailor Venus and codenamed Sailor V and all of that stuff. And I love the manga and I love all that stuff. So she has already done this before. She's a little more experienced than the other girls. So I wanted that to come through in the voice, and the director did as well. So we definitely went with kind of a lower tone. But it was really, as far as finding the voice, it was seeing how Stephanie sounded, seeing how Christina sounded, how Kate sounded and Amanda sounded, and trying to find a way that, you know, all of us didn't compete with each other vocally, and that you could have a distinct sound that also remained true to the character and kind of built off of what we had been given with the previous dub.
And do you think that also their choice in voice? I mean, you stated it like, you know, that you read Sailor Moon lines. You kind of, they wanted the voices to be similar. Do you believe that is kind of, it goes into that fan line that, you know, as you said, you know, you read the manga codenamed Sailor V, you know, Usagi and Minako are kind of, you know, there's a twin kind of complex with the two of them.
Absolutely.
Do you think that that might have been a player in it?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know the inner workings of the casting process. They did tell us that our voices and our auditions got approved by the creator and the Japanese production team. So I don't know if that was a factor in their decision making. If, you know, they thought, oh, well, this is, you know, we like her reading the Sailor Moon lines, but we kind of think she sounds more like Sailor Venus because of the, you know, like you said, the whole twin complex thing. So I don't know the inner workings behind that. I know when we were setting it up, he was like, we like that you guys sound close, but we need to make sure that you sound close but distinctively different. As, you know, it's anime. We don't want anybody thinking that, you know, Sailor Moon said something that Sailor Venus said, or, you know, the opposite. So I don't know. I mean, that would be interesting if I got to hopefully speak with the creator and the team from Japan at a convention. That would be something I would like to ask them, because that would be really interesting to know.
But as a fan, do you think that if it were to be the case, I mean, do you think that that's kind of, maybe this dub might be in so many ways truer to the vision that maybe the creators had at the beginning?
I don't know. I hate to say that something, and I guess maybe that's because I was a fan of the original series as well. I mean, I don't want to say that one is closer to the initial, you know, or a closer match or whatever the case may be. I do know that when they had said they wanted to redo it, they did not want to have any scenes cut out. They did not want to have, they didn't want to change the names. They wanted it to be as close as it could to the Japanese. So I guess that could be a factor.
Mm-hmm. Well, as a fan, furthermore, you know, you've seen a lot of, I mean, we've all seen now, for those of us who have Hulu Plus or have our Neon Alley or Crunchyroll subscriptions, or those of us who are lucky to own the limited edition Blu-ray, DVD combo packs. What are your thoughts on the classic series in the beginning and now, as far as just the series overall? What are your thoughts on that as a fan and maybe as also as an actor?
The classic being the original dub or the original sub?
The original whichever one, but I would say definitely let's start with the sub, which is what some of us actually probably saw before we even saw the English dub.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I definitely see a lot of similarities, and I don't know if that's because as I'm recording it, I see it in Japanese first, so I'm like, oh yeah, it's super similar because it seems so real because it's so so close. What was the? I'm trying to think about with the initial dub. It's really hard to say because I know they had to cut things out or change things due to, you know, the television stipulations or BSNP or trying to make it, more culturally interesting for an American audience. I don't know what the case would be, or an English audience in general. I don't know. I think that what we've done, and I see the episodes, and I think that our dub, the newer dub, I think it's really funny. I think that that we sort of are yes, definitely trying to stay as true to the Japanese as possible, while kind of updating a little bit, as you know, things have changed from when the show initially was released to now culturally, technologically. So definitely trying to make all of that, you know, as modern as possible, because we want, you know, young fans that have never seen the show before to be able to see it and relate to it. But that's what's so great about the show is I think it transcends all of that, in that it's just a show about a group of girls that really are empowered beyond something that they even think they're ready for, and they have to rise to the occasion and save lives and save each other. And they're dealing with issues that girls still deal with, which isn't even like a something that ends as the years go by. It's something that's very human, what they're dealing with. Like Stephanie had mentioned, I think at AX, she was like, you know, just the weight episode where they're, you know, talking about Usagi needing to lose weight or wanting to lose weight. She was like, it was so painful, because that's so real for girls. And especially, I think, especially being in the entertainment industry, it's definitely something that you're aware of. So, and the fact that they're all like, interested in wanting a boyfriend, and sometimes that totally just destroys them and derails them from what they actually need to be focusing on. So yeah, I mean, I think all of that sort of remains the same, but we definitely want to make sure that it's fresh and new for a young while still keeping the charm that we loved when we saw it initially.
Indeed. And what are your thoughts on, you know, now that the manga is not only been in reprint and is recently completed, Sailor V also reprinted and I believe for the first time brought to the English language, but also it has been brought to life in Crystal. What are your thoughts on that?
I love Crystal. I know that, I don't know if we are going to have the opportunity to work on Crystal. I hope so. I would really love that. I think it's just really a fun way to tell the story. I haven't seen a lot of the episodes of Crystal yet, but what I have seen, I think the animation is so pretty. I know that a lot of people said that there were a couple of things that happened with the animation that it looked like they were moving so quickly, that some – maybe some things got missed or didn't seem as detailed as they did in the initial, the first few episodes. But what I think that is, I think it's amazing that the Japanese knew that people were wanting it and didn't say like, you know what, we're going to take our time. They wanted to give the audience and give the fans what they wanted to see as fast as possible and not make anybody wait, which I think is really, which is really amazing that they are so conscious about what the fans want and what the fans want to see, which isn't always the case. So I think that's a really admirable thing that they're interested in us and wanting to give us more and as fast as possible. So I know that there, someone said, what I heard is that they were going to be reanimating a couple episodes or cleaning things up. So everything will be really, really pretty for like, releases and stuff. But I think that's awesome. I just hope that we get to work on it because I would be really excited, to see how the story, progresses and with the different animation and how it affects a new generation of Sailor Moon fans.
And what would you say, especially on that note that, you know, they're taking a lot of the fan feedback and such in there. I mean, considering, you know, you have a little knowledge of the production process. I mean, considering, I mean, I'm sure you've seen the naysayers on there, you know, who complain on a regular basis about that. As being someone who's on the production end, I mean, would you say that, you know, you would say to these fans, look, it's a marvel that, you know, they're able to do that considering how difficult it is to produce an anime in the first place?
Well, absolutely. And I mean,